Good morning and welcome to East Tennessee Now, a weekly public affairs program featuring some of the people and organizations that make our community such a great place to live, work, and raise a family. Here's your host for East Tennessee Now.
Good morning, and thank you for listening to East Tennessee Now. I'm Michelle Silva. Did you know that amongst over 40 million Americans, there is a combined student loan debt of over $1.6 trillion? Over the years, there have been countless programs to help alleviate the ever-increasing cost of college education. Today, Shelley King from the Tennessee Department of Treasury will be calling in to speak with Darius Williams about their new Tennessee Stars College Savings 529 program.
Good morning. My name is Darius Williams, and thank you for listening to East Tennessee Now. Did you know amongst over 40 million Americans, there is a total of about $1.6 trillion in student loan debt? A very high number indeed. Well, luckily, Tennesseans can take advantage of an extra $1,500 to jumpstart their children's college fund through the Tennessee Department of Treasury's new program, the Tennessee Stars College Savings 529 program. And with us today, we have Ms. Shelley King of the Tennessee Department of Treasury to teach us more about the program. Good morning, Shelley. How are you doing today?
Hey, good morning, Darius. So you're right. The Tennessee Department of Treasury has launched a couple of different programs to help people set aside money for their children's future. As you said, college debt is at extreme levels right now. And with college debt comes the compounding interest on the debt, which just makes it more and more to pay off those loans. Whereas if you start saving early for a young child for their future college, you can put money into a Tennessee Stars account that will actually earn that compounding interest and give you more money gradually over time. That's a big reason that we really want to focus on telling East Tennessee families to start saving early for your kids' college education.
When you say start saving early, how young can they start their children in this program?
Well, you can actually start a Tennessee Stars College Savings account before your child is even born. But yes, it's usually we recommend that you started an account by the time your kid goes to kindergarten.
Okay. Are there any eligibility criteria for families to participate in this program?
So we mentioned the Tennessee Stars College Savings Program. That is open to any Tennessee family, and we would hope that they would take advantage of the ability to save there. Treasury does a secondary program called the Tennessee Investments Preparing Scholars, or TIPS. And TIPS actually provides a 4-to-1 matching grant into your Tennessee Stars account for qualifying families. So qualifying families would be those who are 250% of the federal poverty guidelines, which I know really doesn't mean as much to many people, but let me give you an example. A family of four bringing in a combined household income of $75,000 would qualify for the TIPS program. For all families who qualify for the Tennessee Investments Preparing Scholars program, Treasury would put a 4-to-1 match into a college account. So if you saved $25 in your child's account a year, you would get a $100 match. If you saved $125 a year, you would get up to a $500 match. There's a maximum match of $1,500 per child.
When you say a maximum match, does that mean once the account hits $1,500, that's the limit?
No. So once it's $1,500 of matching grants. So
gotcha.
That just means the program provides up to $500 in matching grants per year, and families can get up to $1,500. Whether they do that, they maximize the $500 over 3 years, or they, save a little bit less than $500 a year. I'm sorry, less than $125 a year to get that $50 match. Then they have some more time to get up to the $1,500 maximum match for family.
Okay, perfect.
For beneficiary. I said that wrong. Sorry.
Gotcha. So in what ways has this program benefited Tennessee families over the years in terms of both matching grants and overall savings?
We launched the TIPS program 10 years ago, and it's assisted over 1,000 children or beneficiaries, as we call them in the college savings space with over $1 million of matching grants. Now, in turn, those Tennessee families have saved, on top of the matching grants, an additional $1.5 million to their Tennessee Stars account. So we know that families, you know, this program is helping families get started. It's helping them start saving small at a young age, and it helps, you know, the $1,500 match over the child's lifetime is a, you know, huge boost to their college savings account.
Gotcha. So what distinguishes the Tennessee Stars College Saving Program from other 529 plans that are available across the country?
Well, Tennessee Stars is Tennessee's college savings 529 program. Mm-hmm. 529 actually refers to the code of the IRS that allows you to save with tax-free earnings and withdraw your money tax-free as long as it's used for qualified educational expenses. And that includes things like tuition, books, housing, computers, so a lot of fees that are associated with college. The money in a Tennessee Stars account can also be used towards a trade school or even, you know, a community college. Anywhere that accepts federal financial aid, in-state, out-of-state, even some universities in other countries, you'd be able to use your Tennessee Stars account to help pay for those fees.
Okay, awesome, awesome. I was reading that this money can also be used for out-of-state schools as well, which
yes.
I thought was remarkable. Can this also be paired with the Tennessee Promise?
Well, yes, it is. The Tennessee Promise is another opportunity that families have. That program is outside of Treasury, although we do invest the money that helps pay for the Tennessee Promise. But yes, children can take advantage of the Tennessee Promise if they qualify, and of the TIPS program if they're a qualifying family.
Awesome, awesome. So what flexibility does the 529 plans offer in terms of transferring unused funds to family members or contributing to existing accounts?
That is so, so easy. First, if you have a child that, you know, you've saved for in that account, just like I did, actually, my first son graduated from the University of Tennessee. And we were fortunate to have just a little bit of money left over in our Tennessee Stars account. We were actually able to move all of that to my younger son's account to add to what we had saved for him, which was good because he chose to go to an out-of-state school. So we did need that extra bit of money. So it's very easy. Something else that's coming, the federal government has approved and it will be coming soon. You can, if you have a balance in a 529 account that is at least 10 years old, you can roll that to a retirement account.
Hmm.
So there's lots of options with money, you know, that's there in the your program.
How can families maximize the benefits of the 529 programs?
Well, to maximize the benefits, first of all, you know, contribute regularly. We, you know, you can set up recurring contributions to a Tennessee Stars account, which allows you to set a determined amount that's automatically added to your child's account when you determine you want to have it added. So monthly, weekly, annually, whatever you would like to do. That's the first thing, because those consistent amounts over time really do add up. The second thing to do is take advantage of programs that are designed to boost your savings. Tennessee Stars partners with You Promise, which offers cashback rewards for everyday purchases, like going to the grocery store, dining out. And every time you earn a $50 reward through You Promise, it's automatically added to your Tennessee Stars account. So that's one way to help. Another way that you can help maximize those savings is taking advantage of a program called U-Gift. Every Tennessee Stars account has a unique U-Gift code that can be easily shared, friends, family, grandparents. If they're asking, what can I get for your child for their next birthday, holiday, they can make a gift contribution into your child's college savings account.
Awesome. Awesome. That's pretty cool with the reward system, you know, especially with people who eat out and grocery shop, which is pretty much everyone.
Mm-hmm.
It can kick them back a little bit more on the back end, which I think is pretty cool. So what about graduate students? Can they take advantage of this program?
Well, the money in a Tennessee Stars account could be used for graduate school as well. But the Tennessee Investments for Preparing Scholars Program, TIPS, It's really geared towards families with younger children. So you would, to qualify for TIPS, you would enroll a child 14 years or younger. But you can enroll every child in your home that's 14 years or younger.
Gotcha. Okay. So the enrollment process, where can they do this at? And is there a deadline?
The program goes every year, but we do the qualifying period to receive the full $500 match for this fiscal year is June 30. So that would mean families would apply for the TIPS program. They would open a Tennessee Stars account and contribute at least $125 now through June 30 to get the full $500 matching grant for this year. And then each year you can apply to continue to get the matching grant for until you reach that $1,500 mark. If you go to our Treasury website, treasury.tn.gov/tips, you can go to the page where it explains all of the details. It does tell you what the income levels are to qualify, and it walks you through three easy steps to get started with TIPS. You open your Tennessee Stars account with a minimum of $25. You complete the TIPS application, which you can find on our website. And then you submit tax returns or transcripts just to verify the income of each earner in the household. And then from there, we take care of it. Your grant money would be distributed into a separate account for your child that's invested for you. And you can use it when the time comes to pay for those college expenses.
Awesome. So the withdrawal process, when it is time to use that money, do they just send it directly to the school? Do they pull it out physically? Does it come on a card? How does that work?
Well, again, like you do have options. So when it is time to use that money in your account, you can withdraw it and have it sent to yourself. Now, you do want to be able to show that you used that money to pay for college. You could have it distributed directly to the university, and there are many colleges that if you go into the withdrawal process, you can actually just find a college that you want it sent to, so it goes directly there. Those are at least two options that you have for withdrawals. I wanted to kind of give your listeners this kind of example. So if a family saves $23,000 over the course of a child's, from baby to the college, that would be the equivalent of saving $25 a week. So if a family starts saving $25 a week in their child's account when they're first born, by the time they're 18, they could have saved $23,400.
Wow.
Well, over time, with using an example, an average earnings over the case of 18 years, because your savings have earnings, your earnings get earnings, and that grows over time. So using that power of compounding interest, that $23,000 that you manage to save grows to $42,000 for college.
Wow.
As an example. Now, on the flip side of that, if a family had to borrow $42,000 for college, if they had to take out that in a student loan, that debt compounds and continues to compound with compounding interest, and the family would end up paying back $60,000.
Mm.
So it really is save $25 a week or have to pay that back gradually over time.
Yeah, you raise a very solid point with that.
It does.
I'm going to choose the saving $25 option, please.
Right. Another thing to know, this is just something good for families to, as they open up an account, they're going to be asked to choose investment selections. So Tennessee Stars gives you the power to invest your money however you would like, but you're not alone. We have investment professionals within the department that have helped put together a good range of options to meet the needs of families. So if you want to just keep it simple, you can actually choose to use an age band option, which you could put your child's savings into or your savings into for your child. And it would automatically shift from a more aggressive to a more conservative as your child gets closer to college. So somebody can actually invest it for you, if you will. Or you can choose between 15 different self-selected options. And our self-selected options would be based on your timeline, like how long you have to save for college, which also could help determine what your risk is. Could you afford to be a little more aggressive early, or do you need to be more conservative?
Lovely. Thank you again for your time. Once again, can you remind the people what's the website that they can go to apply for this program and get started?
Yeah, if you would like to apply for the TIPS program, the matching grant program, or just understand who, if you or somebody you know is eligible, I encourage you to go to treasury.tn.gov/TIPS, T-I-P-S.
Awesome, awesome. Well, Shelly, thank you so much for your time today. I'm definitely going to get an account started up for my daughter with using the information that you gave me today. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Special thanks to Shelly King for joining us. If you or someone you know is looking to start a college fund for your child, please look into the Tennessee Stars College Savings 529 program and get a jump start on your child's college education today. Thanks for listening. East Tennessee Now is an MWC production. I appreciate you sharing your morning with me. I'm Michelle Silva, and we'll talk to you soon. Remember, East Tennessee Now is available on demand as a podcast from iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
You've been listening to East Tennessee Now, a weekly public affairs program featuring some of the people and organizations that make Knoxville and East Tennessee such a great place to live. If you have a suggestion for the program, we'd love to hear from you. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 27100, Knoxville, Tennessee 37927, or call the studios at 865-525-6000. That's 865-525-6000. East Tennessee Now is a presentation of Midwest Communications Company.